Hello and welcome to Destiny, the Open Door. I am your host, Tammy Dennis, and I come to you today with our online daily inspiration and journey into the presence. On today, we honor Ascended Master Elmoria, who is Chohan of the First Ray. He hails and is overlighted in the area of Darjeeling, India. And Archangel Michael and Archei Faith hails over the Lake Louise and Banff, Canada area. And Elohim Hercules and Lady Compliment Amazonia are all awaiting your heart calls to them today. They exemplify the color and vibration of blue. They are representatives of this first ray of God's will, strength, power, and protection. From this ray, we can draw power, the capacity to lead people and manifest energy to accomplish any constructive service, as well as the illumined faith and protection of beloved Archangel Michael, and the strength of beloved Elohim Hercules. Our beloved Chohan Elmoria is waiting for you to reach out to him so that he can assist you on your journey throughout life in this great undertaking of the will of God and the will to do. So let us sit back and get comfortable. You know how I love to get comfortable, right? As we endeavor on this exploration of learning about the Master in Chief of the Brotherhood of Light, our beloved Elmoria. We do wish to thank you in advance always for supporting our beloved Destiny, the Open Door, as we began our audio presentation. Introduction. In 1951, the Ascended Master El Moria, assisted by the Ascended Master, Saint Germain, was able to obtain a 20-year dispensation from the Karmic Board to bring new vital information to mankind. El Moria used his unascended twin flame, Geraldine Innocente, for contact with the physical realm. The activity which the message was published and distributed was called the Bridge to Freedom. The core of the student body was formed from students who had left the organization of Saint Germain's original effort of the 1930s. These messages were not received from the psychic realm, from which many channels receive their messages, but from the highest realm, the realm of the Ascended Masters. For the first time since the sinking of Atlantis, great ascended beings, such as the seven archangels and the seven Elohim, gave addresses to the students. Never before was there so much detailed information given to students on how to make the ascension in one embodiment, and how to mitigate or entirely prevent the cataclysms many have predicted. History of El Moria. The Ascended Master El Moria came to Earth as a guardian spirit from the planet Mercury. El Moria embodied several times as a king. He was Melchior, one of the three wise men who found their way to Jesus. Later, he became King Arthur of the Knights of the Round Table. King Arthur's Order of the Round Table was conceived when an illumined life stream turned into the etheric record of Shambhala and created a focus of God in the outer world. This happened in the 4th century AD. The now ascended master, Saint Germain, was then embodied as Merlin, the magician. And the now ascended master, El Moria, was embodied as King Arthur, the Knight of the Round Table, were also the oarsmen who, in a former embodiment, had carried the sacred cup to Britain with Mother Mary. One day, the Holy Grail, the cup of the Last Supper of Jesus, which was brought by Mother Mary and Joseph, of Arimathea to Glastonbury was retrieved. That day, the service of Camelot was completed. Since his embodiment as King Arthur, Almoria has in his possession the Holy Grail and the Diamond Spear. The Grail signifies the consciousness upheld into which is poured the divine will, along with the inspiration of the divine plan to manifest. This will of God in the spear signifies the projecting forth of the energy into action and accomplishment. In the East, many have completed the action of the Grail, but it is to the West that the Ascended Ones look for the action of the Spear and the manifestation of God's will through the actual energies of the life stream. A replica of this grail may be found emblazoned upon the doors of the temple of God's will, which is Almoria's retreat. Almoria's embodiments. From Melchior to King Arthur, the next embodiment of Almoria was as Thomas More in 1479 in England. In a later embodiment, he wrote the poems of Sir Thomas, the Irish poet. He purposely wrote poetry to soften his nature, to obtain a better balance against his many embodiments of rulership. As Thomas More, he wrote the words to the song, "Believe Me." If all those endearing young charms long before the Theosophical Society was founded in 1875, the beloved Ascended Master Moria and Kuthumi tread the spiritual path together. For them both, it was an initiation and patience through which each of these elder brothers absorbed the very spiritual nature of each other. This, of course, was not happenstance, but rather the actual guidance of their guru. So that each of these beloved ascended beings might learn, absorb, and actually become a part. One of the other. in the middle of the 19th century, 1852. Beloved El Morya completed his round of incarnations and assumed the etheric body of an Indian potentate, which he wore through the entire association with Helena Blavatsky. Master Kuthumi served in a similar manner. Together with Kuthumi and Dijawal Kul, he endeavored through the Theosophical Society to bring an understanding of cosmic law. El Morya ascended around 1888. Both El Morya's and Master Kuthumi's etheric vehicles had the comforting appearances of a physical body. Their final ascension of consciousness into the garment of the electronic body of the I Am Presence took place at the end of the Theosophical Dispensation, the first ray. Currently, we have approximately 3.5 billion people that are embodied on the planet Earth at one time. And there are about 10 billion who use the Earth as a schoolroom. Each one of these billions belong to one of the 7 rays or departments of life. That means that they have an affinity for the particular qualities, talents, and attributes represented by one of these 7 major departments, and having built a momentum along that line, feel happy and comfortable when they are around people and vibrations similar to their own. Individuals belonging to the first ray are usually easier to recognize than are those of other rays, for they usually have limitless energy and strength and are the ones who get things done. They, like action, are born rulers and executives, and are capable managers of the various activities. And the more undeveloped individual on the first ray, their push and drive of energy can sometimes become unpleasant. Those individuals who are in need of energy and strength and faith in God are good people, and they should make their heart calls to the great beings on the first ray. That's you and I. Especially the Ascended Master El Morya, the Archangel Michael, and the Elohim Hercules, and draw into themselves the energizing blue ray, frequently using the statement, I am the strength of Hercules. I am his limitless strength and energy, and therefore I never get tired. I am the strength of Hercules. I am his limitless strength and energy, and therefore I never get tired. Elmoria's address to the people of Earth. I speak to all mankind everywhere. It is the fiat from the heart of creation that the will of God shall now manifest through your life, your energies, your senses. I speak these words into the mental and feeling worlds of this planet, into every appearance which enfolds an earnest son or daughter of the kingdom who has forgotten the divine destiny of God mastery. The will of God is good. The will of God is for a free people. The will of God is that the axis of the earth shall be straightened, that the extremes of the climate shall be mercifully blended. The will of God is that every man from within himself shall draw forth the substance and supply, which is the need and requirement of his everyday existence. The will of God is that there shall be no veil between man and God. There shall be no veil between the angels, the divas, and all God-free beings shall walk and talk as freely with the evolutions of the earth as men now talk with each other. This is the will of God. The lame to be made whole, the sick to rise, the diseased to become filled with ease and balance. Each one entering into the deep recesses of his heart, facing his own supreme divinity, seeing it face to face, and becoming enamored of the magnificent perfection preordained and destined for each individual being, human being, human life stream on this blessed planet. It is time that the will of God be impressed with such strength and power into the consciousness of mankind, that there can no longer be any dallying in the shadows, nor acceptance of limitation as part of this great universal first cause. Those in unascended bodies, that's you and I. On this planet, we are in unascended bodies, interested in sending forth at least 5 minutes at a time, 3 times a day, the following strong, powerful thought and spoken word, if possible, will be myself in action. The will of God is good. Please affirm this. The will of God is good. The will of God is good. The will of God is light. The will of God is happiness. The will of God is peace. Hallelujah. The will of God is purity. The will of God is balance. The will of God is kindness. I have stood for many centuries while man and his teachers have talked on and on about the will of God and the submission to circumstance that shall cease to be. Within life, is the power of mastery. And within my fully gathered cosmic momentum is the pressure and assurance of faith in the fulfillment of that will, Elmoria, Elmoria, Elmoria. We each hold the inherent gift of life within each of our hearts. Elmoria would like for us to give into the presence. Give into the I Am presence, which is the giver of all life, and allow for presence to act on our behalf. Elohim, Hercules, and God's will for humanity. The members of the spiritual hierarchy who serve with the beloved Elohim, Hercules, our Archangel Michael, and the Ascended Master Elmoria. They help to expand the understanding of the will of God through man and focus their combined consciousness through the temples of God's will at Darjeeling. Beloved Hercules explains, I am the Elohim of decision. Everything that has ever been accomplished on the planet Earth has been accomplished by men and women of decision, by angels, elementals, and divas of decision, by beings who have voluntarily chosen to combine the energies of their lives with the will to do. Without that will to do, there is no accomplishment. It is my privilege and honor to embody the fire of enthusiasm in the will to do that which God intends. It is my joy, my privilege, and my honor to bring to you the pressure of my love and the flame of my heart to expand upon your foreheads, my presence, my consciousness, and the will to do that which God intends. Elohim Hercules is known for power and strength. One can call to him for courage and strength. Power is concentrated energy, a force of action. He and Amazonia are of a large stature. Amazonia is also very powerful. During a person's life, there are times when the individual is in a position where the energies and dynamic powers are not available through the outer self. When such a condition in the body does exist, you must make the heart call to our beloved Hercules in Amazonia. Make your heart calls to beloved Archangel Michael and beloved Archei Faith. And make your heart calls to our beloved Elmoria. Make your heart calls to any of these divine beings to give their help and assistance to you, and they will help you revitalize your lower bodies. That is your physical, mental, emotional, and etheric body, with additional courage and strength. What helps the mighty beings of the first ray is the sevenfold flame of the Elohim, which is anchored on the forehead of every individual on this blessed planet. These seven flames are placed in the order of the rays, and that order is the first ray, the second ray, the third ray, the fourth ray, the fifth ray, the sixth ray, and the seventh ray. From left side of you to the right side of you. A master can readily tell what ray an individual is on by the predominance of that ray. And this sevenfold flame on your forehead. Hallelujah. The will of God activity. We will all go through phases in our lives. With these phases come initiations. The first ray to our earth helps us in these phases. According to Annette Schroeder, the first initiation is to do the very best that we can do and to melt away all rebellion. The first initiation is to know and do the will of God. What is the will of God, you may ask? The will of God is to bring perfection to the earth. We are to be walking examples of the qualities of the seven rays, expressing truth, peace, harmony, love, and other qualities of perfection in our lives. The will of God is becoming the best you can be in whatever situation you are placed with at this time. Expressing God's attributes to your highest sense of right. Letting God flow through you in whatever it is your task to do, to be humble in doing God's will. Learn to invoke the sacred fire of God's will by way of the Master El Moria, who is the servant of that fire. When you have accepted the invitation of your God presence as you're standing God free in blazing light, you are walking the way of earth, that the light of your hearts may be the guardian's presence of the evolving life in the majestic power of the God beat in your hearts and the sacrifice it entailed, by which every one of you voluntarily chose incarnation upon this shadowed planet, offering to guard and guide and protect the evolution, endeavoring to rise to your God estate, long has been your journey. Your faithfulness has been your service, and great shall be your reward. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. Pledge to serve on the first ray with our beloved Almoria. This is the pledge. Almoria invites us to this order. He requests that we join him in the divine order of the Sacred Diamond Heart. This order is dedicated to the giving of one's heart to form the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Whereas one individual may not be able to bear that Sacred Heart alone, many who pledge to bear it may become components of the one great heart of our Lord. It is the same principle of the body of God upon earth. Many members, but one body. To Moria we bow. We, your Chelas, humbly vow to now consecrate and rededicate our life in your service now. We march in God's name, protected by your flame, till this earth is free. Blessed One, use me. Help me be the Christ in action. In God's I Am name. In God's I Am name. In God's I Am name. In me you can trust. I am equal to the task. I will give my all, ready at your call. All you have to do is ask. Almoria, 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 my friend, I am with you till the end. Not my will, but thine. Place your hand in mine. On your bridge to freedom, Chelas, you can now depend. Oh, how we love you. We will help you see it through. Arm us with your sword, and with one accord we'll win. Even though we're few, we do now attest. We will strive to do our best. For vows that were sworn before we were born, we will serve until the golden age is manifest. We will serve until the golden age is manifest. We will serve until the golden age is manifest. Hallelujah. It is done. Tuesday's wise advice. The Ascended Master activity is the answer to your life. Remember that your words are your life. The words in which you speak will not return to you void. Your words will come back to you with exactly that which you have charged into them as you sent them forth. You can bear witness of those experiences already in your life. I pray to Almighty God that none of you shall have to go through those bitter experiences. Wise is the man who can be taught by the experiences of another. Foolish is the man who must have the experiences himself. And for today's prayer, beloved mighty I Am Presence, in the name of my mighty I Am Presence, my life is God. My life is truth. My life is free. I am my life. Therefore, I am now and forever God free. Wherever I am, my very presence in the universe is a constant outpouring and release of God life and light, God truth, and God freedom to all I contact every day in every way. This is truth. Prove it to yourself. Make it your own in daily living, and you will be free forever. Hallelujah. It is done in the name of the Father. It is done in the name of the Son. It is done in the name of the Holy Spirit and World Mother. Amen. This is the end of our lesson that we have for you today. This is Tammy Dennis with Destiny, the Open Door, signing off. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Adonai Sabaoth. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. Adonai, dear destiny, the open door. God bless you all. Namaste. Peace be with you and upon you, love and light to you all. Almighty I Am, Almighty I Am, Almighty I Am. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. May the grace of God, may the peace of God, may the faith, perfection, protection, and the will of God rest and abide with you always until we meet again. Thank you all.